Hachette Audio presents Never Met a Duke Like You. Written by Amelie Howard. Read by Mary Jane Wells. Content guidance. The discussion of mental illness, the lunacy acts of the second half of the 19th century, and treatment within lunatic asylums are part of an underlying plot thread in this novel. There are also some scenes that may be disturbing to some readers, in which the hero's father is physically abused and intentionally drugged by his caretakers in a mental asylum, leading to his eventual death. There is some conversational reference to sex workers in the Victorian era, as well as their appearance in a gentleman's club. In keeping with the conventions of this era, words like jades, courtesans, light skirts, and cyprians are used, and I have tried my best to keep these both authentic and sex positive within context. Intimate scenes are described in chapters 11, 17, 18, and 23, and in the epilogue. Some offensive language is used in the narration, as well as in dialogue. Dedication. For all who march to their own beat. Chapter 1. Lady Vesper Lyndhurst marched through the garden, wrenching the petals from a daisy, though she had yet to end up with an answer other than, "He loves me not." She flung the mutilated flower to the ground and crushed it with her boot heel for good measure. It was a silly child's game that had no meaning whatsoever. Flowers couldn't tell a person if someone loved them. Look at what happened to poor Marguerite in Faust. She'd succumbed to a he loves me petal and was seduced by a devilish sinner who left her high and dry with child. Vesper shuddered to imagine where such a scandal would lead her. She would be ruined, and her family would be shamed. Not that Vesper didn't love the idea of love for other people. She adored seeing her friends happy and was quite good at playing matchmaker. So good, in fact, that her bosom friend Briar had nicknamed her Cupidella. A smile touched Vesper's lips as she ducked under a twisting bough that snatched the untied bonnet from her hair and tossed it into the wind. She let it fly. Secretly, she rather liked the name. After all, she'd earned it, with not one, not two, but three.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?